You're holding daf yud dalet amud aleph. The Mishnah Yesh bekabonis yochid shem bekabonis tzibur. There are some things special about a korban yochid that a private person brings over a korban tzibur. But v'yesh bekabonis hatzibur shem bekabonis yochid. There are certain things special about a korban that's brought for the tzibur over a korban yochid. Now shekabonis hayochid oisin tmura. When a yochid brings a korban, the loch is he could make a tmura. The owner could make tmura. Like we had before, the mitzchaper can make tmura. But the yen kabonis hatzibur isn't tmura. But a korban that belongs to the tzibur, there's no halach of tmura. We had before, only from a posek who, only a korban yochid, not a korban tzibur. The yen kabonis hatzibur isn't tmura. Now, kabonis hayochid noegois, bein beskorim, bein benekevis. There are a lot of kabonis, a yochid, that can be brought either from a zocher or from a nekeva. But the kabonis hatzibur ain't noegim ela beskorim. The korban tzibur though could only be brought from a zocher, not from a nekeva. Like Rashi says, because the Reuben oilus, most of the korban tzibur is a korban oilo, and the oil is always only a zocher. And the only time a shlomim is brought for tzibur is only the kiftzei atzeres on shuas, which also comes from a zocher. Now, korbonis hayochid chayovim biachriyoson or biachrayis neskeim. If a yochid has a chiv to bring a korban, he has an achrayis on it. Even something happens to it. If he misses it today, he has to bring it tomorrow. He has a chiv to bring the korban, he has an achrayis. But what, din on the niskayim? He has to bring the nesochim of it. The mincha, the yayin, he has to bring. But the korbanis hatzibur ein chayovim bachriyusan. There's no chiv achrayis in the korban tzibur. Meaning to say, a korban is supposed to be brought on yomtif, to musafim, could only be brought today. If you missed it today, over yomai, bota korbanai. If you didn't bring it on the right day on Yom Tov, you cannot bring it tomorrow. So you're not chayiv achrayis of a korban tzibur. And v'loy b'achrayis neskeim, the same thing. You don't have to bring the nesachim either. After Yom Tov, it's too late, you can't bring the nesachim. If you do not bring the korban, you cannot bring the nesachim either afterwards. Avul chayovim b'achrayis neskeim, mishakorv hazevach. But let's say you did bring the korban tzibur on the right day, whatever it is on Yom Tov, on Yom Kippur, if you brought the korban tzibur on the right day, then the nesachim of that korban, the mincha, the yayin, you could even bring afterwards. Then you do have a chiyuv achrayis. Now, yesh bekabonis hatzibur, ma'ashem bekabonis hayochid. There's something special about a korban tzibur that you do not have by korban yochid. Shekabonis hatzibur, doichin es ha-shabes v'yes ha-tumo. That the korban tzibur has a day when it has to be brought, even though that day is Shabbos, though you could bring it on Shabbos. Doich ha-shabes. And v'yetsa tumah, even though rova the tzibur is tameh, still tumah is hutra b'tzibur, that a korban tzibur could be brought b'tumah. The korban is yochid, einem doichin nurse Shabbos v'yetsa tumah, but a korban yochid, you can never bring it on Shabbos, it's not doich ha-shabes, and no one did, not if you're tameh. If the kain is tameh or the korban is tameh, you cannot bring a korban yochid b'tumah. Amr Rabbi Meir, Meir says back, v'haloi chavite kain gadol. That the Kohen Gadol has to bring a special mincha twice a day, called the Chavite Kohen Gadol. Or Parashar Yom HaKippur, that the Kohen Gadol brings his own special private par on Yom Kippur. These two are called Korbanos HaYochid, it's a Korban of a Kohen Gadol, it's his Korban Yochid. And still, V'doichin is a Shabbos V'satumah. That these things are Doichin Shabbos and Tumah. And the Klal is, El Shazman HaKvuah, it depends. If it's a Zman HaKvuah, it has to be brought that day, so even though it's Shabbos, also could be Doichin. And Rashi says, El zman kavua klemar, ain't that time tali elu bekviya zman. Like the reason of a korban tzibur is not because it's a korban tzibur, but there's a zman, a time when it has to be brought. And therefore, if you missed the time, you can't make up for it. Therefore, it's doicha Shabbos and tumur also. So even a korban yochid also, there'll be a zman kavua and it has to be brought, like the power of a kohen gadol. So it could even be doicha Shabbos and the tumur. And the opposite way, according to Rabbi Meir, it could be some kabonas tzibur, that's like a par helam dover shal tzibur, or as a sira avodas azara, if the tzibur would worship the void azara, that has to bring a korban tzibur, still it's not doicha Shabbos, not tumah, because even though it's a korban tzibur, it does not have a zman kavua. So that's what Rabbi Meir is saying, it's totally all in being a zman kavua. Now the Gemara says, korban yochid oise tmura, korban yochid makes tmura. So Gemara says, Oklolu, is this really a klal? Varei oifis. There's a parsha of an oif. The korban yochid. It's a korban yochid, a knife. And v'yoyne is a tmur, you can't make tmur. The pasuk says behema, mash only a behema, not a knife, even though it's a korban yochid. Smur says enachnami ki katoni. What the mishnah meant to say by korban yochid, be behema katoni. The mishnah meant to say all behemas of a korban yochid is you could make tmur. For the moranova vahare vlad, the vlad of a korban, we have a korban shlomim, and then it gives birth to a vlad. So it's a common. The mishnah says it does not make tmur. Hare vlad the korban yochidu. Still, you cannot make tamura. Samar says, no, Al Mishnir, Homani Reb Yudi, Al Mishnir goes according to Reb Yudi Shita. The yom that he holds, Ha Vlad Oise Tamura, that the Vlad of a Korban could also make tamura. Samar still is, Vare Tamura Atzma, once you made tamura, so this Korban that has a din tamura on it, the Korban Yochri, it's a Korban Yochid, let's say it made the Korban, the tamura, or for Korban Shlomim, so Lachar is this tamura also has Lachar like a Shlomim now. It's a korban yochid of a shlomim, and the klal is v'yein tamura. I said tamura like we had before. One tamura cannot make another tamura. So how could the mishnah say all korban yochid makes tamura? Samara says no. Ki katoni, when the mishnah meant to say a korban yochid makes tamura, it means be'ika zvicha katoni. With the ika, Rashi says means hegdish rishon, the first korban that you are makdish, that one makes tamura. Samara says if so, hashcha the yosli hochi. Once you come onto this teretz. Filu Tamer Rabban, even if you want to say the Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanin, that a Vlad Kochim cannot make Tamura. The Mishnah says every Korban Yochid, the Teretz is, the Ika Zivcha Katona. The Mishnah is talking about the Ika, the Hegdis Rishon on the mother. We're not talking about the Hegdis Sheni of the Vlad. Enechnaim, the Hegdis Sheni cannot make Tamura. Then it says in the Mishnah, Kabonis HaYochid Nehegis, Bein Bischarim Bein Medekavis. So how the meaner is, every korban yochid you could bring from both a zachar or an akeva. So Mar says, is this true? Klolu, is this a good klal? Vare oila, a korban oila, the korban yochid, it's a korban yochid. V'zachar, it's only brought from a zachar, not from an akeva. Zachar rosti and akeva sliyati, you can't bring an oila from an akeva. So Mar says, ik oila saif, there's oila saif, so by oifos, that could even be brought from nakevas. The tanya we learned, tamus v'zachars v'vehema. The klal that you need a behema tamo, not a balmum, or a zocher, not an akeva that was only said by behemus, but v'yein tamos v'zichus b'yifus. By the parasha of oifus, here there's no alocha. Oifus could be brought even from an akeva, even from a balmum. So kitza means oilas or oif. That's brought from an akeva. For the more still, v'rei chattis, the korban yochidi, a yochid brings a chattis. On the keva asya, zocher liyasya, chattis is just the opposite. The chattis is only from the keva, not from a zocher. So Mar says, yes, so ika, soya, nosi. There's the soya that the nosi has to bring. The melech has to bring, if he did a chet, he brings a special soya, which is a korban chattis. The maisi zocher, he could bring a zocher. So there is a case that a zocher could be brought for korban chattis, even a yochid. For the moraiv, ika oshim, there's a korban oshim. Yochid, a ka'oshim yochid, the zocher, osi, the kevel oyasi, oshim could only be brought from a zocher. Rashi says, the kevis oyayoksiv bay, v'loy kivso. So how could the Mishnah say every korban yochid comes even from the kevis? Smorin says, ki kamri rabbonon, korban dishavia bain biyochid bain betzibo. When is the Mishnah talking about a korban that's the same type, a yochid and a tzibor, a korban that could be brought with a tzibor? When it's brought by yochid, then it comes both a zocher and a keva. But oshem, a korban oshem, that the yochid is a tzibor, lest there's no such korban oshem of a tzibor, that the Mishnah is not talking about. Even though it only comes from a keva, the Mishnah is not talking, even though it's a korban yochid that only comes from a keva, the Mishnah is not talking about that korban yochid. The boy say another terrors could be, mikutoni, does the Mishnah say, kol karbonis, that every korban yochid could be brought from both the zocher and the keva. The Mishnah just means to say, yesh b'karbonis katoni. There are from a korban yochid that could be brought some from zocher, from the keva. Or maniyu shlomim. There are some of them. There's a korban shlomim, which is a korban yochid, which could be brought from either a zocher and a keva. V'yiboy in a keva maisi, v'yiboy zocher maisi. But not that it meant to say every korban yochid could be brought from both. That means there are some of them that could be brought from both. Mashenka the korban tzibah, there's no korban tzibah that could be brought from both a zocher and a keva. Yeah, then the Mishnah says korbanos yochid chayovim b'achriyusan. Mashenka the korban tzibah, you're not chayiv b'achriyusan. So minon emili, how do we know to say like this that a korban tzibah you're not chayiv b'achriyusan? How do you know this? The Tanur Rabbanan went like this. The pasuk says tvar yoim. It says Malamed Shekolayim Kashulu Musafim. Says this pasuk by Korban Musaf, that's a Korban Tzibur, that you can bring in any time of the day. Then the pasuk says, Vayoyim Biyoyimoy, what's the extra word, Biyoyimoy? Malamed comes to teach us, Shemovar Hayoyim, Vloheviyon, Enechay Bechriusan. Only that day you can bring a Korban Musaf. But once it passes by that day, you cannot bring the Korban Musaf anymore. It's a dinner that day, that's Biyoyimoy, only that one day. If it's on Yom Tov, whatever it is, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, that day the Musaf has to be brought. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Lo Yechaye Bach Yusan, Nizkeyem, V'yafo Pi Shekorba Zevach. If so, maybe even on the side you brought the Korba Musaf on the right day, but you do not bring the Nesochim, maybe still there's no Chiyah Bach Rais, maybe Biyoyma goes upon the Nesochim also. And now Mishnah says, no, that if you did bring the Korban on the right day, the Musaf, then the Nesochim you have a Chiyah to bring even later. How do we know this? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Min Chosim V'Nizkeyem. And we darshin ba'layla, you could even bring the menachos or the nesachim at night time. Even though the actual akrov of the korban, the shrit and the zrik has to be done by day, but the menachos of it, the nesachim, could be brought by night time. We also darshin menchosav and iskeim lamachar, could even bring it tomorrow also. So even though the korban was brought today, the nesachim could be brought tomorrow. And it's talking about a korban sibur over here. Rashi says it means in korv hakorban mizmanoi the filu mekan ve'asor yamim uliyelam. You could even bring it later, whenever you want. You could bring it. Rashi says not whenever you want. It means only beloyin is damned if he didn't have it. Avad if you have the nesachim, the mitzvah to bring it right away. Just on the case something happened, they did not have any nesachim or menachos around, they could still bring it whenever they want afterwards, as long as they brought the korban biyomli. Resh Lakish Omer Resh Lakish says mihoch. I learned out the drush from this pasuk. It says milvad shav sois Hashem. So Mavad Shapsis Hashem, Rashi says, Dochik Siv, Zebach and Asochan Dva Yoim Biyoimoi, Mavad Shapsis Hashem, Mumishom Dashinan Smuchim, with Dashin Smuchim over here, that Dva Yoim Biyoimoi means Hikrav Nesochim, Mavad Oysesh on Shabbosis. Only on Shabbos you can read the Nesochim. But in Yom Tovacha Shabbos, who are Korv Nesochim Kabinoisov, Vikrin Eskem Sheshachta Esmo, for Hikrav. That you could bring a Shabbos Hashem means only on Shabbos you can't bring in a Sochem from yesterday. But let's say today is Shabbos and tomorrow is Yom Tov, and you forgot to bring today's Nesochem, even though, in the case where you brought today's Korban, the Musaf today, just you forgot to bring the Nesochem, you could even bring it tomorrow also. So here we see that the Nesochem could be brought even later on, as long as the Korban itself, this Korban Tzibur, was brought bizmanai. Now the Gemara says the Tzrich, we need both drushes from Dvar Yoim B'Yoimai and Shabbos Hashem. Dikos Rachamon Mulvad Shabbos Hashem. Habimin, I would have thought to say Biyoimin no Balayla Loi. You could only bring the Mincha and the Sochim Biyoim. Just like the Korban itself was only brought Biyoim, so maybe the Menachas and the Sochim was also only brought Biyoim. On Makra, the Pasuk says no, Minchos and Vinizkan to Darshin, that even Balayla also. Now, Vikos Rachamon of Thorah would have just written Vikos Rachamon Minchos and Vinizkayim, Voloi Kosim Mulvad Shabbos Hashem. It wouldn't have written Mulvad Shabbos Hashem. Have I mean, I would have thought to say, Palaila in, via Mamaloi, only that night, the night that you brought the Korban, that night you can still bring the Menachos or the Nesachim. Maybe the next day not. So, Kamash Malon, Milvat Shabbos Hashem, that even tomorrow you could bring it. And once you can bring it tomorrow, it means from now on, you can still bring it. Samur says, Umaish, not like, what's the swar? Why should I make a chilik? Why would I think only at night time, yes, the Chur is after the day of the Korban? So one to say that night you could bring it, also within the same thing, it should be the next day also. Someone says, no, the Svar would have been, Mishum de Bekodishim, the Klal is by Kodshim, that Laila Horlach Achrayim, by Kodshim, the Klal is that the Laila goes after the day. So therefore, Srichi, therefore I need another Pasuk. Now it's one Pasuk, I would have thought to say, because of Niskayim, that not only that day you brought the Korban, you bring the Mincham, but even the night afterwards. And the Klal is, plus by Kodshim, the night after goes after that day. Like we always find by Chilas Kodshim, you light it one day. One day means that day and it's night. It's only the next morning that it becomes Noisa. So by Kodshim, the night goes after the day. So I would have thought only that night you could still eat it, because it's not called a new day yet. But the next morning that's called a new day even for Kodshim, maybe then you can't bring the Nesachim. That's when the Pasuk, Mavad Shabbos Hashem, that even the next day still you can bring the Nesachim. Now the Gemara asks the question, is it true? On Nesachim, Mikor V'Balayla, is it true that the Nesachim can be brought by night time? I've got tonight to learn like this. Ein Liyela, the price that says, Ein Liyela Dvorim Shedak Nekola B'Layla, only things that are there to be brought at night time. Rashi says this Toros Kahan in this Pasuk, Piakro Kori Dechsiv, Hi Oilo Al Moita Al Mazvel Kol Alayla, She Yei Noisnin Mivoy Hashem Mishu Masachlan Kol Alayla. That a korban oilu that was brought that day, the pieces of meat and the fats that have to be burnt, they could even put it on the mizbech at night time to be burning that whole night. So again, what's now learning like this? Ain liyela that dvorim shadakan the korban balayla, things that are there to burn at night time, you could even put it on the mizbech at night time. Could go in like the evorim updorim shemagrivim mevoy hashemis, that the evorim, the pieces of meat and the fats of the korban oilu, you could bring it and put it first on the mizbeach, mevoy hashemis, you have to shki at night time. And it goes and burns, it gets eaten up the whole night. But what about dvorim shadakan the korban bayoyim, things that are only supposed to be brought by daytime, kagoyin hakoymetz the mincha, halavoyna burning the mincha, the or minchas nesachim, or minchas nesachim also, the mincha and the yayin, shemadah mevoy hashemish, that also you could put it on the mizbeach after shkia. So Marius, no, it's not true. Mevoy Hashemesh Lakadaitach, after Shki, could you put it on the Mizbeach? Riyamit, you just got finished saying that Dvorim Shadark and the Korah Bayoim, Ninu. These are things that are supposed to be put on the Mizbeach Bayoim, means before Shkia. So how could you say the Menachos and the Sachem you put after Shkia? Ella rather, the Bryce means to say, Imbo Hashemesh, means right before Shkia, when the sun starts to go down, you can still put it on the Mizbeach. Shem Misach Lebochon Kol Alayla. Because that's the chiddush, it does not have to be burnt up at the yom, it could still be burning and finishing up even at night time, as long as it was put on the mizbeach mibayt yom before shkia. Is minayin? How do we know this? Talmud Lamed, the pasuk says zois teres oila ribui. Is ribui to say that not only the korban oila could be burning at night, but even the menachos and nesachim that the derech to start at the yom, it could still be burning at night time. What did we learn in this brayso? That nesachim b'yoyim, that nesachim it's a derech to bring it only b'daytime. Mashmi cannot bring it b'layla. The way dashing now minchosov in this came is even b'layla also. And here it's a mashmi. No, the menachos is called something that's darkened to be brought b'yoyim only b'yoyim before shkia. You have to put it on the mizbeach, not afterwards. So Gemara says, Omar Rami bar Chama lekasha. There is no stira. Kan li kadesh, kan li korv. Enechanami. Kanli Kaddish, Rashi says it means Balayla. If you wanted to, you could be Mekaddish, the Mincha, the Nesachim at night time. If Nitno Beklishor, put into a Klishoris, Kitchu, the Sula and Nafkul and Chulun doesn't become Chulun anymore. Avamikrov Lakorli Adayim, according to what we're saying right now in Echonami, you could only burn it at daytime, you could only put it on Mizbech at daytime, and not at night. So with Darshin now, Balayla, Mikhosov Neskei means you could be Makdish, the Mincha, the Nesachim at Balayla. The Enechonami is not a zman to put on the Mizbeach at night. It has to be put on before Shkia. That's called Kanli Kodesh, Kanli Korov. And this Gemara says back, no, Omalei Rover, Rover says back, E Miktas Kotshi, if you say it could be Makdashet Balaylam, then Kruve Mikrovo, you should also be able to, of course, start burning it also like a Tchila Balaylam. You can't make a difference. For Hatani, we learn like this, Zeaklau, this is the general rule, that Kol ha-korv b'yoyim, anything that's supposed to be brought b'yoyim, and kiddush el b'yoyim, it's like by korbin, yeah, the shechit is supposed to be done b'yoyim, so then the kiddush is only supposed to be mekadesh the korbin, also b'yoyim. The kol ha-korv b'layla, anything that could be brought at night time, could be burnt at night time, is kiddush b'layla. You could make the kiddush also at layla, so you see it's totally zebezeh. Something that you could be mekadesh at night time, it's only because it could be burnt l'chatchil at night time also. What about something bein b'yoyim bein b'layla? It could be mak. You could be mak of it, whether it's daytime or nighttime. So the same thing. The kiddush has the same halacha bein b'yoyim bein b'layla. So you can't tell me there's a difference by the nesachim that the kiddush you could do at nighttime, but the akrava not. That doesn't stem with this brightest mashma. No, they have the same halachas. Anything that could be brought by daytime, so the kiddush also is dafka by daytime. So if the minchas and nesachim tell them it can only be brought on the mizbech b'yoyim, so the kiddush also should only be b'yoyim. So again, it's a stira. So, but you have to answer rather, Elo Omer Rab Yosef, Sami Minchas Nesachim Haimas Nisan. From this verse, Brisa that we learned, but none, Ainli El Dvorm Shadakin the Korah Balaylam. But things that are darkened to be Korah B'yoim, which you wanted to say is a Menachas and Nesachim, take it out, that's not Pshat, Enechonami. It was right the way we're darshining now to say that the Menachas and Nesachim can be brought even Balaylam. It's not something that's called darkened to be brought B'yoim. Take it out of that brisa. Now the Gemara says, Kisolik Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashke Chelu Rav Yirmi, he found Rav Yirmiya. The Yosef was sitting down, Olkomo, he's saying over Mishmet Rav Yishua Balevi, in the name of Rav Yishua Balevi. He was saying like this, Minayin, how do we know what to say? Lenesochim Aboyim Mazebach. He was saying like this, Minayin, how do we know what to say? That Lenesochim Aboyim Mazebach, that when you bring the korban, and then you bring the Nesochim with it, Shein Kreivim Ela B'yoyim, that can only be brought for daytime. Tamuram, the post says like this, Ule Niskeyem Ule Shamechem. So there's a Hekeshia to Nesochim to Shlomim, that Mar Shlom, just like a Korban Shlomim, B'yoyim, the Akrov of it, the Shrit and the Zrikast with them B'yoyim, is Af Nesochim B'yoyim, who are then the Nesochim of the Korban Ostas to be brought B'yoyim. So Rashi says it means like this, Ima Zevach means Shemevim Ima Zevach V'kitshan Shchitas HaZevach. Means about the time when you shechted the korban, at that time you already had your mincha and the nesachim there, so then the shchitas haKorban was mekadish this mincha and the nesachim. To have it then ki zevach ufas, the zevach itself, v'yeinim kreivim elo b'yoyim, then you can only bring it by yoyim. Therefore it's no stirut to the drasha we had before. When do we dash before minchasa v'niskayim? Afilo b'laylo. That means when you did not have the mincha around b'shash you made the shchita of the korban. So it wasn't Kaddish then. So then Allah Rez, you could bring it even at night time, even the next day. But if you have the mincha there, b'shas, you made the shchita on the korban, enechnami. That's this drasha to say, l'niskayim l'shamechem, there's a hekesh that the nesachim is like the shlamim. So now there's no steer to the braisa before. The braisa before, you can leave it in the way it says that the menachas and the nesachim is something that's korban b'yoyim. Meaning to say, where it was around b'shash, you made the shchita on the korban, then it gets its kedusha with the shchita, and it has to be brought dafka b'yoyim, like the korban itself. So now, Reb Dimi said like this, Omar, Iyashkechei, Techsiv Igrito, Shalchanel Reb Yosef, if I would find somebody that would take a letter back to Bavel to bring to Rabbi Yosef, I would write down this chiddush. I would tell him that now I know Pshat in the Braisa before.